All right, I'll tell you something very serious. But I'm solving a problem. I'm not solving a problem, but I got this in a dream. Now, I'm not interpreting the dream. I'm not saying anything except relating a dream I had this morning. I haven't been very well yesterday, and I slept through. Fortunately, it was Friday, and I slept through 12 hours from 5 o'clock in the evening, without changing, without brushing my teeth, without doing, just, you know. And this morning at 5:30 when I woke up, I was practically all right. So, but I had about 3 dreams of Baba. Now I'm always complaining, more so recently, why Baba doesn't appear even in a dream. I mean, I hear of Baba lovers seeing Baba in a vision, seeing him in this and that, and what is it, nothing? Don't I even see you anymore in dreams? So last night I had about 3 dreams, and they were all very vivid and very full of feeling and Baba. But I don't remember the first 2 dreams. I know Baba was indicating a lot of things to me, but I remember none of it. But I remember the last dream. The funny part is, ironically, it concerns something, a subject I couldn't care less about or be interested in this. But there it is, for those who might be interested. It's a dream. So Baba comes in my dream, and he's very much our Baba, you know, the householder, the head of the family, the intimate, natural way that we remember his being with us. Baba says to me, you know, do you know Malum Che? Malum, he tells me in Gujarati, because we all always spoke with Baba in Gujarati. He said, Malum Che? Where the 5 perfect masters are? And I said, no, I don't know where the 5 perfect masters are. I'll show you. You know, they're in deep monasteries. The 5 are in deep monasteries. I'll show you, sir. So before I know it, he's standing beside me. Now I don't see him face to face as I did at first. Now he's standing beside me, and this panorama of glimpses, like you see in a film, a scene changes one after another, or a scene depicts whatever you are talking about. So he tells me, see, see, and the first scene is a beautiful panorama of the Himalayas. It's somewhere way in the Himalayas. There's tall, very, very high mountains. There's snow, right? One mountain, I remember, was full of snow, not only the tip, but right down. And it was a narrow mountain. And there is the sea, there in that monastery, that's one of them. And I don't see him, I don't see the mask, I just see the place where Baba's pointing and telling me in my dream. See, that's where he is. So it's like in the depths of the Himalayas, that deep monastery. Then he shows me another place, somewhere in India, which is extraordinary because it's like the things, although there are like hills, it's all made of sand. It's like it's in a desert, but there are sand hills. It looks deserty, although it's not just flat land. See, there. And Baba's telling me this. So I look there. And the third scene is that there is a very, very steep mountain, solid rock, a very steep mountain. And here I look, and I see perched on the very edge this structure, this building. And Baba says, see, that's another one isn't there. That's the monastery. I don't remember the fourth, but I remember without whether I saw it or not, but one is in Greece. So you see, it says, Baba, they don't come out now, and so they're not even out in the active world. They're in these 5 deep monasteries. And I look very knowing, and I say, yes, Baba, yes, I see, yeah. That's not all. You see, I mean, what is of interest to me is that Baba was there.
Yeah.
I mean, what interest is it to us where they are? I don't even care who they are. All that is worth knowing, which we know, is Baba's love. And having that, I mean, who's going to look to the... It's like distracting, looking to the right or looking to the left. We who have had the good fortune of choosing nothing less than the highest, of what importance is anything lesser? I mean, that's his work. That is not belittling anything, but... You know, what has that got to do with us? And yet, I of all people could get this tree. Now, Bhagavan Bharucha should have had it, or somebody else should have had it, you know, somebody else. But it makes sense, apart from all that, it makes sense that if Baba says they're not to be active in the world, then they would not be present in the world according to our sight. Because if they are, then it is, when they are, it is because they do their work in the world. But if that work in the world is not to be done now, it's to be done from seclusion, as it were. Well, in the deepest seclusion is in monasteries. All of that.